First Thessalonians chapter 5. I find in this chapter at least 17 exhortations for each of us believers. Each of them, like a good painting, requires an appropriate frame. Not for the weak, the admonition, or for the idle to give them encouragement. In all these exhortations, the soul is at stake, with its emotions, its affections and desires, and of course, its will. Several of these exhortations need no clarification. However, being thankful comes with an explanation. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Verse 18. We wonder, is it God's will that we give thanks in everything? Is that the exhortation? While we believe we should be grateful for everything, we don't do it because it is our duty or obligation. It is or must be the natural reaction to the goodness of divine providence. I believe it is the internal conviction of a soul surrendered to the will of God that although sometimes it may not feel like doing it because of the deep wound of the loss suffered. Finally, the acceptance that what happened was the will of God's floods its distressed soul. Against all our mixed feelings in this adverse situations, learning to accept and then be grateful for what happened to us was finally the design of His will. Not necessarily give us a logical answer to our mind, but it will bring a genuine peace to the heart that finally says, "It is well with my soul. It is well."